Paul and Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Hope you had a good weekend. Back at it. New study conducted by Stanford University took a look at the physical activity levels of people in 46 countries. They did it by looking at the average number of steps people took each day on the smartphone fitness trackers. I knew they were keeping track. Turns out Americans are pretty lazy and on the lower half of the list. The most active people are in Hong Kong, followed by China, Ukraine, and Japan. Indonesia was the laziest country. Well, here's the issue I have with these smartphone fitness trackers. It's constantly telling me to do more, to work harder. You don't look like you're working as hard as you did yesterday. Well, that's because my phone is sitting on the counter all day long, while I'm busting my behind. I guess they think we take them everywhere we go. They're always on our person. Wrong. That's why you gotta wonder if this data isn't flawed. Hey, do you like those veggie straws? Well, listen up. There's a new lawsuit out there claiming they don't contain any veggies. And the snack food bag has artwork of leafy green vegetables that would make you assume that's what's inside. A couple of guys in New York are filing the lawsuit saying what's promised is not what you get. List of ingredients include potato flour, potato starch, corn starch, tomato paste, and what the heck is spinach powder? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You've heard JCPenney's has had a hard time surviving the retail industry, concentrating on fashion and clothing. So they've just announced they're opening toy stores in all their retail locations. They're hoping toys can become an in-store attraction and draw more foot traffic into their retail stores. Well, football, just weeks away now. According to the new Forbes magazine list, the most valuable sports franchise in America, the Dallas Cowboys. On this year's list, the Cowboys upset last year's team, Real Madrid Soccer. The magazine estimates the Cowboys are worth $4.2 billion with a B dollars. The number two valuable team is the New York Yankees at $3.7 billion. Then three European soccer teams round out the top five. Friday, we debated whether they were called tennis shoes or sneakers. Today, another regional difference from around the Mississippi and to the east. Those flashing, flying bugs at night are called lightning bugs. The west of the country refers to them as fireflies. Hear about the guy in Corpus Christi, Texas, got locked in a room behind an ATM on Wednesday. He was a repairman. Started passing notes through the receipt slot that said, "Please help, I'm stuck in here." Few people thought it was a prank. But somebody finally took it seriously, and cops had to knock the door down to rescue him. They could hear a faint sound of his voice through the wall. He'll be okay. Let's kick off the week with a few random facts. The Mission Impossible TV series invented the term self-destruct with their famous mission instructions that would, quote, self-destruct in 5 seconds. George Lucas's original title for Star Wars was The Journal of Wills. He changed that to Adventures of the Star Killer, as taken from The Journal of Wills Saga 1. Then he landed on Star Wars. Finally, if you're over 45, the world population has doubled in your lifetime. New study looked at a bunch of different factors like traffic and gas prices. Found the five worst cities to drive in. On the list, San Francisco, Oakland, D.C., Seattle, and, yes, Detroit. And did you know or do you care the sweatiest cities in the country, based on things like average temperature, the percentage of homes without central air? New York, D.C., Miami, Boston, and Chicago. Hita Maritime Museum is hosting boat building classes again. Starting Tuesday the 25th, these popular classes feature a variety of wooden boats and have taught some basic boat building skills over the years. At the end of the class, students take home the project. My family and I actually did this many, many years ago. What a cool experience, and we still sail the boat on the river. If you want more information on the boat building 4-day class, call 269-637-8078. The Michigan Maritime Museum. Knucklehead news out of Washington State. Guy had issues with his neighbors, so he got on his mower and mowed a foul-worded message describing a donkey into his lawn with an arrow pointing at their house. Wait, the story gets better. He mowed it large enough that Google Earth's mapping satellite caught it. So now it's immortalized forever online and is going viral. The Daily Buzz. Hey, if you see something this week that I should be buzzing about, send it to me, please. Paul at WCSY.com is my email. You can fax me, 637-2675. Drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven across from McFadden's. Or send me a message on Facebook or Twitter. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are available online at WCSY.com and other great outlets for podcasting like iTunes and Podcast America. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Have a great week.